You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Welcome back to In the Grand Theme of Things. We've got a pocket full of quarters, and yeah, we're going there. The theme this week is scenes from an arcade. The only requirement to be a part of that theme is that a movie has to feature at least one prominent scene in a video game arcade. Now, you can't even touch on that genre without going straight to The Last Starfighter. The Last Starfighter was scored by Craig Zafon. The first movie Craig Zafon ever worked on has never been released. It was an unreleased horror short by none other than John McTiernan of Die Hard and The Hunt for Red October fame. Other films that Craig Zafon has scored included Corvette Summer, which starred Mark Hamill, Fade to Black, Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins, and A Nightmare on Elm Street 4. On TV, he scored episodes of Cheers, Amazing Stories, the 1980s revival of The Twilight Zone, and get this, National Geographic specials. Craig Zafon has a very widely varied musical playbook, and he went full orchestral on much of The Last Starfighter because it was a space epic that demanded it. Let's listen to a few selections from The Last Starfighter by Craig Zafon. Music from The Last Starfighter by Craig Safon. As always, in the grand theme of things, if you want to hear more of these soundtracks, go to thelogbook.com/music/podcasts. With each episode's entry, we supply you a list of links so you can go to Amazon or other resources and obtain them legally yourselves. You don't just have to listen to my low-quality, highly edited special highlights from each one. Now, the entirety of the next movie we're going to listen to happens in an arcade. Arguably. Some of it happens inside an arcade game. So yeah, this story never leaves the arcade. Henry Jackman did programming and production with Mike Oldfield with The Art of Noise on its 1999 Seduction of Claude Debussy album. He's also done programming for Elton John and Seal. He's done programming for composer Hans Zimmer on such movies as The Dark Knight and The Da Vinci Code. And he's also scored several movies of his own, Monsters vs. Aliens, X-Men First Class, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, and Captain America Winter Soldier. But in this case, Henry Jackman stayed in the arcade. Here are some selections from Wreck-It Ralph.
We'll be right back. know you can do it with your colossal hands. So don't let Fix-It Felix in that building stand. I wreck it. I fix it. Fix-It Felix as fast as you can. Use the magic hammer you got from your old man. But you know Wreck-It Ralph won't let that building stand. I wreck it. I fix it.
Music from Wreck-It Ralph by Henry Jackman, although there at the end we heard a little bit of Buckner and Garcia, which it's kind of funny. Buckner and Garcia, one of them isn't even alive now. Buckner and Garcia is the band that recorded the album Pac-Man Fever. Disney hunted down the surviving members of Buckner and Garcia and had them record a song for Wreck-It Ralph as if this was something from the Pac-Man Fever album, as if the game was real. And I don't know if you've noticed this, it follows the same chord progression as Pac-Man Fever. They didn't have to write a new song for this at all. So, there's a little bit of Buckner and Garcia there at the end of your highlights from Henry Jackman's score to Wreck-It Ralph. This last selection is kind of king-sized because, boy, it was hard to figure out what to leave out. And arguably, while this game barely happens in an arcade, geographically speaking, a lot of it never leaves the arcade. Again, what is this pattern that's going on? People just like to go to arcades and stay there. I know I do. There's music by Daft Punk with a great deal of help from Joseph Trapanese for Tron Legacy.
What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in. We'll be right back.
Tron Legacy music by Daft Punk with a healthy assist from arranger and composer Joseph Trapanese. Joseph Trapanese went on to score the very short-lived, the criminally short-lived animated spin-off series, Tron Uprising. In fact, he used a lot of the synth patches that were used by Daft Punk for Tron Legacy, so there's a very cohesive musical sound. That's it for the first installment of Scenes from an Arcade. As always, go to thelogbook.com/music/podcast. You can get your own copies. You can hear more in Tron Legacy until your bits fall off. Although, I wouldn't advise that. Thanks for listening. That's all for now. In the grand theme of things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.